98 Rock, the Valley's rock station, talking to Jason Ellis from Fuel TV's Ellis Mania. What is going on?
Just hanging out with homeless people on the streets.
Always a good way to start the day, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, it makes me feel rich.
There you go. You've got this new show, Ellis Mania, on Fuel TV. It is absolutely insane what you've got going on.
Thank you. I made it myself.
Now, for folks who aren't familiar with you, you started out as a skateboarder, and now you've branched off into MMA.
I was a pro skateboarder for 20 years, and then a fighter and all that other stuff. So, I have some issues, but I'm sorting them out.
So how do you make that transition from skateboarding to fighting?
It wasn't that difficult at all. I wasn't really very good as a skateboarder. I went to hospital a lot, so when I got into fighting, I actually got hurt less. So it wasn't that difficult of a transition at all. It was just instead of my leg, my ankles and wrists snapping, it was just my face.
Okay, yeah, and probably the fists with the gloves are a little bit softer than the pavement, right?
You don't get hurt anywhere near as much fighting as you do skateboarding.
Wow. See, I wouldn't have expected that, but that's cool.
No, it's way better. To me, it's like a little bit of a hobby that got a little too, went too far, which is the story of my life.
Okay. All right. So you've got this new show, Ellis Mania, and it's from your Ellis Mania fight series. And what is that all about?
It's basically started from me becoming a fighter and talking about it on the radio, and then my fans wanting a little bit of a taste. And I was like, well, I could organize you guys to beat each other up, but I would probably try to find a way where you couldn't kill each other, so you sue me. So I thought, what better way than to make it funny / not death-defying? Just, you can get hurt, but you don't die or nothing. It's just all ideas that I do on my radio show, and then we bring them to life in the ring in Vegas.
That's fantastic. And you guys, the hot chick shock collar fight?
We have the hot chick fight. That's like we have two, there's actually a chick that she keeps beating everybody up. So she is I think she's 3 years in a row now. She's a champ. So she just keeps beating up hot bitches, which is awesome because they both wear bikinis. And I'm not even looking at their hands, to be honest.
Right.
And if you are, then it's your loss. And then, there's two other girls that are dressed as tacos. They fight each other. I don't really want to get into why they're dressed as tacos. And then the one we're talking about is the blindfolded dog collar fight. It used to be me and a bunch of other pro fighters fighting each other blindfolded while being electrocuted with dog collars. And when the dog collars zap you, it's on the back of your neck. So it just makes your legs give out. So it's funny to watch pro fighters look so terrible.
Uh-huh.
And then we decided to change it this year into four girls blindfolded with dog collars and my co-host, who's a 130-pound weakling who can't ride a bicycle, all of them all blindfolded with dog collars on, and another guy just to spice it up with assless chaps on with a dog collar on and his hands tied behind his back. He's just walking around getting punched in the face.
That sounds awesome.
I think that's funny.
Oh, my God. What's that?
Not for the guy with the assless chaps, but it's fun to watch.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's got to be great to watch. And it looked like you guys had, a team fight as well. You had, four guys in one costume and four guys in another.
Yeah. Well, the last year I fought this band. They wanted me to play their music, and it's, emo kind of stuff, and I'm not a huge fan of that. But if you really want me to play your stuff, I'll fight you, me against all of you. So last year I beat all of them up by myself. And they wanted me to play the music again, so I was like, I can't beat you up anymore. It's not fair. So then I got, because I'm sponsored by Kawasaki,
uh-huh.
So I got my radio show team, because they're all little guys, and my band, so there's four of them, and I dressed them all in green, Team Green. It was kind of like a ripoff of the Blue Men, because we're in Vegas, but you can't beat the Blue Men in Vegas. You'll actually get in trouble for that. So we turned it into Team Green, and they beat the crap out of this emo band, We Ain't Spoken.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. And that's all going on. We can catch that on Fuel TV on Wednesday nights.
Yep, 9 p.m. every Wednesday. There's five episodes. The first one was last Wednesday, so there's plenty more where that came from.
All right, and we get to see you fight as well, right?
Yeah, I fight four-time Muay Thai world champion, Kit Cope. And I'm not really that good of a fighter. So, once again, it's just one of those things where if you're going to organize all these people to have the crap beaten out of them, well, then you deserve to be knocked out. So that's kind of where I'm at.
All right. So you're fair, at least, in what you do.
Oh, completely. I'm easily the most injured person after every Ellis Mania, and that'll always be the case.
All right. Well, very cool, man. Thanks for your time this morning. We'll look forward to checking that out on Wednesday night at 9.